CPR 51 for the week ending August 12th, 2011.
Oh my God, they're not breathing! Does anyone know CPR?
Campground Pirate Radio.
Broadcasting from my gun turret high top Rancho Del Waldo, this is Uncle Waldo, and you're listening to Campground Pirate Radio. So let's kick it off with the Dead Kennedys and Police Truck.
Tonight, that we got the truck. We're going downtown, gonna beat up drunks. You're gonna drive, I'll bring my beer. It's a late, late ship, no one to fear. And ride, ride, I'll ride. And ride, you ride. It's a round of time, well, it could always be. We're gonna drive one screaming off the street. And ride, ride, I'll ride. Uniform and a silver badge. Play cops for real and play cops for pay. Let's ride, you dress is a kick in the ass. Let's meet you blue till you shit in your pants. No move, child, got a big black stick. There's six of us, babe, so suck on my dick. And ride, ride, I'll ride. Let's ride, you ride. The last newspapers by who I'm a bit. But the guys at the station, they don't give a shit. Dispatch calls, are you doing something wicked? No sorry, Jack, we're just giving tickets. Let's ride,
yesterday, that would have to be my dream. Please, the Nazarene.
die, there won't be nobody there. Nobody loves me, nobody cares. And when I die, and when I die, I wanna die, I wanna die.
Got some new bomb Turks here. Snap decision.
Touch that dial. You don't know where it's been.
Campground Pirate Radio.
White stones quakes, my eggs every fall. Father's talking shit, motherfucker slammed the door. Hit the streets running, cannot take it anymore. In the rain, subway train, I cut all up the floor. Or the park bench door, and sleeping here for free. Little kids sitting in the shooting gallery. Set yourself up for innocence to misery. But is this what you want? Not doing what they fucking say. Say, yeah, yeah. Hanging out with Sid yet again in the USA. Sydney, Sydney, in the USA. '76. Who's got the dope and who's turning tricks? Shit, I carry on to all for a fix. Ripping off some lady just a point to keep you sick. But our life moves slow when you got nowhere to go. What the fuck happened to your soul when you're low? Is it coming over? Is he coming home? Oh, mama's disappointed, waiting by the phone. Yeah, 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 yeah. Hanging out with Sid yet again in the USA. In the USA.
gets rancid. Hey, got some Voodoo Glow Skulls here. This song's called Symbolic.
Looking past the last stop with upside down.
And upside down. Here's a bully, Dark Side.
I can never do enough for you. You took all I could give to leave me outside in the cold. Am I supposed to forgive? Go your way, and don't go mine. There's nothing left to say. I'm better off without someone who would treat a friend this way. Feel sorry for yourself. Don't feel sorry for you. Search for answers, find no answers. Don't feel sorry for you.
Uncle Waldo.
Happy Friday, everybody. How the hell y'all doing? It's your old pal Uncle Waldo here bringing you yet another infamous Campground Pirate Radio, show number 51. Yep, we've just gotten through a whole year here and celebrated our big old 50th anniversary in the last show. If you haven't heard that, jump on over to campgroundpirateradio.com, go grab yourself a copy and check it out. Or better yet, subscribe to us over on iTunes so you'll never miss a show. Hey, go figure. Hey, and also tell some of your friends, man, because I noticed right after school kind of got out, the numbers dropped down a little bit. So I'm guessing everybody kind of wandered away on, you know, vacation, or they're down in Cancun or whatever damn thing. But in any words, come back, check their iTunes, you know. Sometimes those things go and shut off. You got to click, turn it back on, and say, yeah, keep sending me this good stuff. So I know what some of you all are thinking out there. Hey, where's the rockabilly? Where's the psychabilly? You just blown through 20 minutes of punk. It was good, but where's the music I love? Okay, got some here for you right now. How about some Necromantics? Gargoyles over Copenhagen.
whispering, no music in it rocks, just a thumb violin. They wanna hear some American music. American music. They wanna hear that sound flat from the USA. Well, it could be sweet and lovely, it could be hard and mean, more fast, more show, it's always on the beat. They wanna hear some American music. American music. They wanna hear that sound flat from the USA. Well, it's a howl from the desert, a scream from the slum, the Mississippi rolling to the beat of the drum. They wanna hear some American music. American music. They wanna hear that sound flat from the USA.
off the whole damn neighborhood.
Turn it down!
Turn it down!
Campground Pirate Radio.
Thank you.
a trend, so you've got to be sure, so you've got to pretend. And you might sound inquiries from your mates at the bar. Watch the album review, did it get any stars? You can't hear the words, you can't stand the noise, so you are in a dark.
Uncle Waldo, it's Dylan Boswell, the bomb-throwing anarchist, with another Molotov cocktail of outrage to get your blood boiling. And if you haven't already seen the viral video capturing one Officer Daniel Harless, a former Marine and 14-year veteran of Canton, Ohio's police department, then I urge you to go check it out. I'd suggest going to Ohioans for Concealed Carry at ohioccw.org. Regardless of your take on concealed carry of handguns in America, you can't help but be incensed, nay, totally outraged by this officer's conduct in what should have been a routine traffic stop. What transpired instead was a textbook example of police misconduct and abuse of authority. Patrolman Harless saw a car with three occupants, a male driver named Williams, one female front seat passenger, and another person in the back, pull over to the curb in an area apparently known for prostitution. That was the post facto pretext for the stop. Only the female passenger was able to exit the vehicle before Harless was upon them with his lights flashing, ready to dish out some street justice. Spewing abusive, expletive-filled language from the get-go, the officer repeatedly interrupts and intimidates Williams into silence, despite at least three separate attempts to notify the officer of his concealed carry permit, as well as the presence of the firearm. After performing an illegal search of the vehicle and berating the female passenger and warning her he'd put lumps on her if he saw her again, he actually threatens Williams with summary execution, telling him, "As soon as I saw your gun, I should have taken two steps back, pulled my Glock 40, and put 10 bullets in your ass and let you drop. And I wouldn't have lost any sleep." Frankly, that was about the most coherent and civil thing he said all night. Oh, but it gets worse. In the midst of the department trying to douse the fires, this major douche nozzle set alight with his cowardly tirade based on the dubious pretense that only persons possessed of his high level of training, and more importantly, his exceptionally level-headed judgment, ought to be in possession of firearms, while folks like Williams are too fucking dumb to exercise their fundamental right to self-defense, another older video has surfaced, thanks to a discovery motion filed by Williams' attorney. It looks like a pattern of, oh, shall we call these unprovoked threats of summary execution harlessness? is emerging. Admittedly, this situation is a little grayer, but only if you accept as legitimate the government's myriad and labyrinthine rules surrounding firearms, because ultimately the driver did plead guilty to a felony misuse of firearms in a vehicle charge, despite vehemently denying that the gun in question, a loaded 25 caliber semi-auto pistol, was actually his. It's important to note that even though it was found at his feet, it was never used to threaten the officer or anyone else, for that matter. However, for Officer Harless, the threats were flying as if he were auditioning for the lead in Bad Lieutenant Ohio. Chapter and verse, he recites a familiar litany, telling the subjects in this stop that he'd kill every one of you motherfuckers. There's a goddamn gun in this car. You fucking move, I'll shoot you in the head. And furthermore, I'll shoot you in the face and I'll go to sleep tonight. Now you understand me? Apparently, summary execution does not get in the way of this guy's precious beauty sleep. Right now, Harless is on the typical paid leave, but it looks like he's embarrassed the department badly enough that they may give him more than a slap on the wrist. The chief has issued a formal apology, though he assures the public that while obviously the conduct was unacceptable, it's absolutely an isolated incident, despite there being two videos less than a year apart of the same officer engaging in the same egregious behavior. Isolated? I do not think that word means what you think it means. So an internal affairs investigation is underway, and while Harless was initially said to be an exemplary officer, as the press dug deeper, they discovered some serious blemishes on record, like an earlier reprimand in a case where excessive force was alleged, but a conveniently inoperable dash cam saved him from any real accountability. I guess if he's learned anything from this, it's that he better turn that camera off before he engages in any more Harlessness.
Show. That was Stereophonic Space Sound Unlimited, theme from Stella Interstellar. Here's Kevin Ayers, Clarence in Wonderland.
like Clarence in Wonderland. I had a dream and I know you'll understand. Riding up the beach, it only took a moment. Along came a lady looking for amusement. She came up to me and everything was smiling. And then she said something sounded like a violin. My chateau, we could have a good time drinking lots of sky wine. Miss Juliet Kate, queen of the moon. We're gonna get there soon, gonna get there soon, there's no doubt about it. Miss Juliet Kate, queen of the moon. We're gonna get there soon, gonna get there soon.
Mad Caddies and Monkeys. Hey, I got the man, the myth, the mystique here, Mr. Tom Waits. Big in Japan, only on the CPR.
Shut up.
Mr. Tom Waits. Gotta love that man's music. I can listen to that thing all day. Hey, listen, you guys want to hear your music? You know, because if you notice, I haven't had any feature artists on for the last couple of shows here. Well, mainly because I need to hear from you guys. So if you think you can hang with the rest of the music that I play, send me an MP3, WAV, or AIF file to campgroundpirateradio@gmail.com. Keep it under 25 megs, and like I've always said, if I like it, I'll play it. And by the way, don't think that you got to have some massive-ass huge recording or anything like that, man. I mean, I'll face it, I dig garage band music. I mean, trust me, man, if you're like a three-piece in a garage wailing it out and you can make a half-ass decent recording of a good song, I'll play it. I love good music, and everybody else who's listening to the show loves good music. Hey, anyways, if you want to follow us on Facebook, we're at Campground Pirate Radio Fans. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Uncle Waldo. So before I take off, let me leave you with the words of the ignoble Hunter S. Thompson. Don't let the bastards get you down. Peace! Y'all have a good one. I'll see you next week. I'll leave you with some dead. Bye-bye!
Oh, Well, there's 90 minutes of your life you'll never get back. Sorry. You've just listened to Campground Pirate Radio.